This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, thank you, big voice man. This is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello. Good morning.
Larry is with us as always.
Good morning, guys.
And I'm Sybil. Hello, hello. You are the Tolos, the most important part of the show, and you can reach us at 877-881-1053. You can also call AutoFlex at 10 o'clock at these numbers.
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you are out of the area, as always, you can go to AutoFlex.com and maybe see our Save Money Monday cars listed under Manager Specials. If you really want to save some serious money, then by golly, go to those Manager Specials.
Can I tell y'all a quick, really quick funny that happened to me on the drive-in today?
Please.
So we're basically in Uptown Dallas off of 75 and Fitzhugh, and I take the back roads, and I saw a girl doing the walk of shame on one of those Uber scooters.
That is funny.
She had last night's makeup on and like a little crop top,
sure,
and her heels were hanging off her purse that was like trying to balance on one shoulder. It was great. I tried to get a picture, but I was driving. But
well,
yeah.
I'm glad you drove.
So if that was you, girl.
Focused.
Hey! Get it. All right. Lots of people. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say there was a lot. There's always a lot of stories about this, but I found an interesting one on the Car Connection because I like the site. It is a site that produces automotive journalism that is fairly reliable. And even though they do take ad money, you can go to the Car Connection and get a good idea of what's going on in the automotive world, that kind of thing. And they listed their most researched cars this last week for the year model year 2019. So, first of all, in case you guessed, it would either be a crossover or an SUV because everyone wants crossovers and SUVs right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's one sedan on this list.
Oh, wow.
So, number one, and part of these are a result of them being really great selling cars. Part of this is a result of them being advertised heavily. Because the more ads you see on something, people pick up their phone, they go to the website, they pick up their iPad, whatever, and they do their research. So the number 10 car was the Hyundai Santa Fe, and it's a two-row crossover. It's got a new face to it. They advertise the heck out of the warranty on that car, and the reason they do that is because that helps them sell cars. The other thing to keep in mind is if you have an extremely long warranty advertised to you, be sure and read all the fine print because it may not transfer. So if it doesn't transfer, it doesn't give you any additional value if you don't keep the car for 10 years. And a lot of people keep their cars for a long time. About 25% of the cars in the country are leased right now, about one in four.
So those
which means
are the three
and four keep them a long time. So number 10, Hyundai Santa Fe. Number 9, and this may be an advertising thing, the Volkswagen Tiguan. It is a great vehicle. They've advertised the holy heck out of it. The one thing to look out for in the Tiguan is that if you start accessorizing it, the more stuff you put on there, it gets very, very expensive very quick.
Do I get to add my opinion about that? I don't think
Please.
It's that great.
What do you not like about it?
The cost and the reliability and the resale value. It's cute enough, but there are many better values out there.
Right.
I have to say, they didn't have the strongest residual value. So you can research, and that advertising makes you look into it. But then when you find out, oh, well, in fact, I was going to say, if you do like the Tiguan, stick to the Volkswagen lease program. Don't buy it to keep it. Buy it used, but don't buy it brand new to keep it forever because the repair cost alone.
Well,
Volkswagens are expensive to repair, and they're just not as reliable, unfortunately.
And that whole company, the whole Volkswagen company, is moving in a different direction right now.
Yeah.
And so they may have, in another 3 or 4 years, a whole other set of vehicles out, which would not help the resale value of an older body-style car. All right, number 8, Honda Odyssey. Quick story. My daughter says, Dad, I'm out of the minivan business. I don't want to drive a minivan anymore.
Even though she has three children.
That's not my style. And I loaned her a Honda Odyssey one time when her car was in the shop.
Right.
And she called me on the phone and she goes, Dad, this is a great car.
I changed my mind.
It's got video. It keeps the kids tied up. I just put them back there and turn on the video. So, Honda Odyssey.
To check out the mom job for just a few minutes while she's driving, which I think while you're driving, it's important.
Yeah, it's a good minivan. It does exactly what a minivan is supposed to do. It carries a lot of people. It keeps the kids entertained and quiet on trips.
And they're reliable.
That kind of thing.
Reliable.
And then the number seven car, as far as the most researched, was the Lexus UX. And I really was surprised by this, but it's the new small SUV or subcompact SUV that Lexus has out. And again, advertising probably has a lot to do with that. But, I mean, it's very stylish. It's got a lot of goodies and stuff, so it really struck the chord.
It's slick looking. It's a little lower to the ground than, I think, even the RX.
I agree.
Love the RX.
Well, that was some dead air. They looked at me like, what are you
talking about? I was trying to picture which one, because it's so hard to tell them all apart.
They'd have to look it up. It's a little bitty one with an hourglass grill still.
I love that part.
Okay. Number six, the Jeep Wrangler. It's always in the top 10. Here's why. More people want to drive Wranglers than people that do drive Wranglers.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a Wrangler.
They're fun, especially
for the weekend.
Good weather.
Sure.
FYI, there's a lot of us that want a Wrangler till we drive it for a while.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we decide we'd rather have something a little smoother.
Right.
Rather than the fun.
What's the difference in the Rubicon and a Wrangler? Is that just a package?
Just a trim level.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The Unlimited was the big four-door extended version that they did. You know, they just used to be two-door, then they went to four-door, then they went to these extended versions. So Wrangler branched out.
So, and the other thing is the new Wranglers, by golly, they are very, very luxurious, but they have luxurious price tags on especially the Highlines.
But they still, you still feel all the bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The road. So if you're trying to do your makeup,
it's
in the car.
Not easy.
Not a good choice.
Okay, so the number five car, most researched, Subaru Forester. It's a really good car. They have good resale value. They perform well. They have really good safety equipment basically on the vehicle that you don't have to add a lot to get. They're fuel efficient. They're spacious. Good reason it's on the list. Number four, Hyundai Tucson. That's the small Hyundai crossover. And it sets you up tall, but it's a small crossover. Again, check the warranty. Make sure you can live with what it says. Number three, Chevy Blazer, brand new car this year. Certainly built like with a Camaro interior, which is really interesting for an SUV.
Weird.
Yeah,
it's sporty looking too. I have to say,
it's a sporty car.
Mm-hmm.
SUV.
Not what I expected them to do with the Blazer either.
No, but they're going to come out with a Trailblazer. And it's going to be a mid-size between the Blazer and the Tahoe. Honda CR-V, number two, always going to be one of the most researched cars on the web. And the number one researched car, according to them, was the Toyota RAV4. Again, it's a great car. The CR-V and the RAV4 basically are interchangeable in my mind. It's according to how you fit in the car. But they're both really, really good vehicles. They're not going to break. They're not going to cost you a lot of money to keep them on the road.
Mm-hmm. I do just want to go back to the Blazer real fast because one of the things that I think is cool, they did it on a Volvo. They've done it on Mini Coopers, different cars. I just really like the idea of that roof being a different color, either black or white versus the car color.
Like the old FJ Cruiser roof.
Yes.
Oh,
and
cool.
On the old Blazers, when they had a two-tone, you know, you had kind of that different color that covered up the back. It was really a truck with a camper thing on it that they finished out, right? I was wondering if anybody knows, are they going to offer that with the black or the white roof, and then you can get a groovy color.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm into that, but
just for fun.
Everything kind of comes back.
Yeah.
Right? So two-tone is back, but not the stripe down the middle.
Well, we're two-tone. Waiting for wood paneling. Woodies.
The Woody-mobile. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Anybody agree?
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what did you guys think about Gallo's performance last night? Well, he knocked his first Grand Slam home run.
Hey!
And the Rangers won, so I'm pretty happy
go,
about
Rangers.
That. Yes.
Clap, clap, clap,
yes,
clap.
Yes, yes, yes. There is a really good article on the Toyota 4Runner on the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page. if you want to find out about the 4Runner, what it does, what it doesn't do, all that kind of stuff, go to our Facebook page and read it. Now, that being said, let me just tell you, more people want to drive 4Runners than almost any other car out there.
Yeah, if a Wrangler is too bumpy for you, the 4Runner might not be too bad.
I love 4Runners.
They're great vehicles. They haven't changed a lot. They're not packed with technology or anything like that, but they do everything they're supposed to do and they never break.
As far as a car goes.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So you're not choosing that when they're behind on their technology upgrades, I should say. They don't have some of the things that other people are putting in cars, but honestly, that's not how I'm choosing my car.
The technology.
I want to know from our Autoflex Leasing fan texters, what is it that you guys want out of a car? Do you want technology? Do you want fuel economy? Do you want comfort?
Safety.
Safety? Or is it really all about the budget? Mm-hmm. Is it all about the payment? What am I going to get for my money? And I'm just curious.
Okay, so let's all go to the movies. Everybody's seen Men in Black.
Okay.
Used to star Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth series of the franchise is coming out, and the Men in Black have a new ride. They are going to be in a black right-hand drive 2020 Lexus RCF Coupe.
Wow.
That's awesome. But why is it right-hand drive? Is this supposed to take place?
It's in London.
Okay.
Yes. So
it's British.
It is British.
Oh.
And you know what? It is really cool to see them in a completely new ride. I mean, they started off in like an 87 Ford LTD Crown Vic. and then they went to a Mercedes-Benz, a 2003 E500 sedan, and then a 2012 Taurus SHO. But this car, the Lexus RF, that's a cool car.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah. Oh, and you can see that story and see the vehicle on our Facebook page, on the Autoflex Facebook page.
I'm not a big fan of the Men in Black franchise, but I do like that, you know, Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith, they spent their time, they're gone. Now it's going to be Tessa Thompson, who's in the Avengers movies, and Chris Hemsworth. Like, this is going to be awesome.
Yep. And he's just hot.
Yeah.
Stop it. Okay. Autoflex CC fan text. My parents have a Tucson and they love it. Well, there you have it. By golly. Autoflex Leasing fan text. I just want a good place to put my dog, Ranch Pup's dad.
She loves her Jeep.
A Jeep TJ. That's way back.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, here's another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. It's about exterior stuff. Now, I asked the question, what is it that makes you select a vehicle? Is it that in-car technology? Is it fuel economy, etc.? This one's about exterior style and comfort when choosing a car. Technology is not important. I have my technology in my phone.
Same.
So I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't want my car to... That is just another thing to take my eyes off the road.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I'm 24 and technology is a factor because of the ease of how everything integrated with your phone. So there's the opposite side of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. It probably is a generational thing as well because I don't know how to work half the stuff that I can do with my car and my phone synced up together.
And it's just not that important to
you. Yeah, I've never even read the manual. I'm just like, eh. I think my car can start from my phone, but I don't know how to do it.
We're going
to
talk about that later in the show, but no one reads the manuals anymore. And here's the other thing. All you have to do is go online.
Yeah, the manuals are online now.
Yes. And if you want to know how to do something, YouTube.
David is the YouTube. I swear he could give you a lobotomy via YouTube.
Just what we want.
A frontal lobotomy?
A YouTube lobotomy.
I may have already had one just from watching too many videos. Here's another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. 4Runner, reliable engine, boring inside. 300,000 mile vehicle. Jeep Cherokee, pretty inside. POS vehicle that will have issues.
Sub 80.
Sub 80,000 miles.
Yeah.
Which is so true. I'm sorry to tell you, my sister and brother-in-law, they were a Jeep and 4Runner family. He still has his 4Runner. She gave back the Jeep. It was a lease. She wanted to try it out. And now she has the newer 4Runner. But her newer 4Runner is pretty much just like his older 4Runner. It's just really unchanged.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I work for a luxury car brand, specifically in the leasing department, and can tell you that people value the brand more than anything. It's a status symbol to most. Okay, so In some cases, that's true.
If you're at the luxury brand store.
The luxury brands,
but you don't even get to meet a lot of the people that are out there shopping.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Why not?
Because not everybody's in that.
Let's
think about luxury brand as cost.
Right.
Most of us are not up there with getting that car. So if you've got the money, sure, it matters.
Yeah.
What if you don't?
What's important in a car? I want a car that's reliable and power. P-O-W-W-A-H. Power.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter says, I want an adventure mobile that'll get me anywhere I want to go. 4Runner for life.
Okay, a 4Runner will get you there because if you get the off-road package and a four-wheel drive, they are as meaty as a Wrangler.
Really?
Yeah. They will get you. I'd like to see a 4Runner and a Wrangler go head-to-head.
Like up a hill?
Yeah, like a big one. Big rock.
Climb
one.
Mount Everest?
A rock? No. That would take, you know, forever with the lines.
Got a bunch of good Autoflex Leasing fan texts. Let me cover this real quickly, though, because you can go to Autoflex's Facebook page on your phone or your iPad or your computer, and you can see this. There's a pro baseball player. He's retired now, but he makes sculptures out of recycled tires. Easy for me to say. Recycled tires, and they are amazing. To see what this guy does, it's easier. A Blue Jays pitcher, he was a Blue Jays pitcher, Blake McFarland, he's retired now, and he creates these sculptures out of everything between 50 and 200 old tires. And again, they are absolutely amazing. So if you want to go to our Facebook page and see that, you can see a lot of his work right there. He has sculptures all over the place in museums and stuff.
Where does he get the rubber? Do people donate it or does he have to buy it? Or does he just go driving around collecting it?
I didn't ask. They're just really all right there and you can take a look. It is just amazing what he does.
Well, didn't he do something for Firestone or somebody for a big game? He did a sculpture for them. But
for the Cotton Bowl.
I love that he's doing something out of something that we really just can't get rid of.
Right.
Tires are, you know.
He did two giant ponies. They're like 7 feet tall for the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really, really cool. Again, it is Blake McFarland, and you can see his work at autoflex.com/Facebook. It is really amazing.
He did a torso, too. It's just really interesting how he uses the tread to show the muscle, because the torso reminds me of going to Body World's exhibit and seeing all the muscles.
Yeah.
Anyway, way to go, Blake.
Nice job.
Autoflex AC Fan Text, no love for the Jays in North Texas. Okay.
It was love for the art, sir.
Yes.
Our love for the art. All right, we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos, 877-881-1053. That's how you chime in on the show, the Autoflex Leasing fan text. Or you can call Autoflex in about, I'm going to say 38 more minutes. Math on the radio. I did it.
You did good. You did good. So any local area code and then 234-1234. Easiest number in the book, 234-1234. Out of the area, again, 888-234-1234. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see some of our great Save Money Monday cars. And let me just mention a couple of things. If you're in the market for a luxury SUV, we have a 2016 Land Rover Range Rover Sport 5.0 V8 supercharged. It's got a sunroof. It's got nav. It's got blind spot. $709 a month. That is unbelievably cheap on that vehicle.
Those are nice cars.
They are very nice cars. Or how about a Cadillac Escalade luxury package, $769 a month? Or let's save a little money. Go with a 2018 Hyundai Santa Fe with third row. Only $339 a month. All those are flex buys. You can find out about the flex buys at autoflex.com or give us a call at 888-234-1234. Also, a shout out to Christina Barrett, who got a 2019 Acura RDX from Brian Moran this last week at Autoflex. Christina Barnett, a 2019 Acura RDX from Brian Moran. And Christina, she's a Tolo. We appreciate her business and we appreciate all the Tolos that come to us for their cars.
Yes. Thanks, Christina. We appreciate that. So we have just a zillion Autoflex Leasing fan texts. Tammy threw out the question, what would you look for in a car whenever you're trying to decide what you want? Is it safety? Is it technology? And this person said, it's all about the back seat size. wink, wink.
Somebody that lives at home.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Someone else said, I look at driving performance, like think a BMW M3 type car.
Which is fun to drive.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Autoflex Racing Fantex. I drive 60,000 miles a year. I look for durability and endurance. That's why I have a Ram with a Cummins diesel.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Those are half million mile cars. You have to replace, you know, suspension parts and stuff. But the engine itself, that Cummins diesel, is pretty well bulletproof.
Right. Someone else said that they want fun, fast, and power, and he's in his 60s.
Well, you got to appreciate that.
I think everybody wants that.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, my 2007 4Runner V6 four-wheel drive, 191,000 miles, and I've only done regular maintenance, zero engine issues, still shifts four high to four low. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about that, and we'll come back to the text because we've got a ton of them now. But
yes.
Let's talk about the things you can do to keep that new car feeling with your car, because it is important. And we're going to go over a lot of things, so I'll go over them quickly. But these are things, in a lot of cases, that people don't do regularly.
I really don't think they do, because I don't.
Okay. How's your air filter?
I don't know.
No, you don't.
In the
you
house
know where it's at?
Or in the car?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know where to find it.
All right, so you've got two of them. You've got one that's behind your glove box, and that's the air filter for the cabin. And you've got one that's in the engine compartment, and that's the air filter for your engine. If you drive around in a dusty area, a dusty climate, it will clog up your air filters before you even begin to know it. So find out where your air filters are and check them out. They should be changed out every 12 months. Just because it's smart to do that, especially if you live in a dusty area. If you live down a dirt road, they can really, really get clogged up.
But if you take your car in for its normal maintenance that they say come in and do the 15 or 30,000 mile, et cetera, those things would be included, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but if you like doing your own maintenance, or if you have a little bit older car and you're not taking it into the dealership.
Okay, so you want to save some big money? Check your fluids and check your air pressure in your tires.
Yes.
You check your fluids because the brake fluid should be very, almost clear, but certainly not dark brown. The transmission fluid should be a light pink, but again, certainly not brown.
Oh, some of these fluid colors really surprised me when I did see them, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, pink transmission fluid.
Yeah.
Yep. And is brake fluid clear? Or
no,
has
brake
it got
fluid,
a color?
It's got a little bit of a light brown color
to it.
It
shouldn't be milky.
It should.
Or
no, if it's milky, it's got water in it.
It should be translucent.
It should be translucent, and it shouldn't be dark brown. If it's dark brown, it's worn smack out.
Oh.
Yeah. So check your brake fluid. Check your transmission fluid. Now, some vehicles have sealed transmissions, and you can't check the fluid on those. Those are fine. But check your tire pressure, because you will eat up tires.
True.
If you do not run the right pressure. I was in someone else's car about 2 weeks ago, and I went to I used it for a little bit for transporting some stuff. I filled it up. I checked the air pressure in the tires. There was one tire that had 10 pounds too much in it.
What would that do?
And two tires that did not have enough air in them. Okay, so on the two tires that didn't have enough in them, it would wear those tires out on the outer edges. They would eat up the tire on the outer edges. The one with too much pressure, the center of the tire would be worn out.
Oh, that makes sense.
There's a reason that you put the tire pressure that should be on the tires on the sidewall of the tires, and if you're running factory tires, it'll be on the inside of your door panel, and it'll show you what the PSI should be on your front and your rear tires separately.
Now, these newer cars have a little notification light.
An indicator where it has the exclamation point inside a triangle.
Now, how many of you just ride around with that on?
Well, and the
hand raised.
Oh, no.
And the other thing is, it doesn't register if you have too much in there. It just registers if you have enough. So
or don't have enough.
You got to get it checked, by golly.
Well, you know, if you're really thinking about your budget, tires are expensive, so you sure...
Yeah.
That's an easy stop at any, discount tire, NTB. They won't even charge you to fix that.
Right.
But you can also buy a little machine if you wanted to keep one in your garage, and you can just add your air right there.
Well, they make them now that plug into the auxiliary plug in the car that'll air your tires up if you'd like to do that. Okay. You can go buy, here's a free commercial. You can go buy any discount tire, and they'll check your air for you.
Oh,
it's free. And they'll add air if you need it. So your battery, check your battery, open the hood, Look at the battery. Make sure it doesn't have corrosion all around it. If it does, here's a little hint. Coca-Cola will eat up battery corrosion.
That's so crazy.
It works.
So make just sure pour the warm part after you've drank most of your Coke. I'm just going to start using that for the... Yeah.
Also, they build these wire brushes that are made for battery cables. If you want to get one, it's a good thing to have. Change your spark plugs. In your manufacturer's, the manual that you get, or you can go online to see how often spark plugs should be changed. It could last 60,000 miles. They could last 60 grand, or they could need to be changed in 20. So you have to make sure you know what the interval is on those. Get your tires balanced and have them rotated. And here's why. Your front tires, because they steer, wear out faster than your back tires in most cases. So what you do is you rotate front to rear, rear to front, and it makes all your tires last longer. The other thing is pulling or vibration. What's the difference? Vibration is a balance problem. So if you have vibration while you're just driving down the street, not when you're putting your brakes on, that's because your tires are out of balance. If your car pulls to the left or right, it has to do with more than likely the alignment of the car, and you need to get that checked.
Because that'll chew up your tires too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I had that done last Saturday after the show.
Good girl.
Good for you.
So we have the most brilliant. Thank you all for sharing your knowledge. Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter, Ryobi makes an 18-volt inflator that runs off their batteries, really cheap, and works great. We have one in each vehicle. So if you want to, that you can take it on the road.
Yeah.
With you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Discount tire for 3 years. Also, oh, they've worked there. If your tire light is on, I lost it.
It could also mean
your sensors are dead.
Yes, it could be. Those tire pressure monitors, TPMs, TPSs, they tend to go bad after a while. And for whatever reason, you got to think about it. They're in the middle of they're on the outside of the tire spinning around at however fast you're going.
Right.
So you can also get those checked and replaced, and that will help you as far as lack of inflation. And again, one of our Autoflex Leasing Fan Texters texted in and said, having the right tire pressure saves you gas.
True. Uh-huh.
And it does.
And another one says, my Ram, that's a truck, tells me all four tire pressures, and I've checked it. Its accuracy. So I wrote back asking if it gave the actual number, and they said yes, it helps keep the pressures even because the front's supposed to be lower than the back on that truck, the front tire pressures.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, there should also not be a light film of dark color on the brake reservoir, and you can see in most brake reservoirs, so you can see whether your brake fluid is worn or not there.
That's a little plastic container.
Okay. Here's a kicker. Keep your windshield clean. But if you need windshield wiper blades, go to Costco. Mm. You can buy Michelin windshield wiper blades there, and they're not terribly expensive, and you can get them for pretty well every car made.
But you have to buy... Costco owes money now.
No. But you have to buy the Costco membership, and
yes,
they want your discount.
Yes, you do.
We'll find a friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so
take you there.
In the old days, cars had like three belts, and they drove three different things. Now cars have serpentine belts, so you have one or maybe two, but usually one belt that drives everything on the car. And if it breaks, you are wherever you are. You're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So check your serpentine belt. Look for it to be cracked. Look for it to be brittle. Look for it to have breaks in it, because when it comes time to replace that, you got to get that done, because if you don't, again, you'll be wherever you are. Most vehicles, 60, 70,000 miles is a suggested replacement on those.
And these are tips to keep your car lasting longer.
Exactly. Make sure your cooling system works well. Make sure you have the right amount of antifreeze in there, not too much, not too little. Check all of your hoses, because those hoses wear with time. You remember, you've got engine heat, and you've also got that hot fluid under pressure going through there. So check your hoses to make sure they're good.
Yeah, I had one blow on a road trip from Colorado to Texas, pulling a little U-Haul trailer. It was a Sunday. There was football on. It was amazing. This tiny little town, the guy at the gas station didn't have anything, but he knew the fellow that owned the auto parts store. So he called him up, and he was watching football, but he left his home, went to his store, opened it up to sell me a $15 hose and a clamp for my car.
And he probably put it on too.
No, we took it back and put it on, but still.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Man, I love people.
We're going to talk about what to carry in the car with you, but I can tell you that I was on a trip one time, this is many years ago, and duct tape save the trip.
Oh, sure.
We had a hose blow. We dried it off. We duct taped the hose tightly.
Mm-hmm.
We took water out of a bar ditch, put it in the radiator, and we got where we were going.
Nice.
Duct tape is invaluable.
Life hacks.
Yeah, so yeah. Are bar ditches.
Yeah, especially ones with water in them. Okay. Here's another thing. Keep your car covered.
I like our engineering.
Keep it in the garage.
Oh, yes.
Keep it under a carport. If nothing else, put a car cover over it. It saves so much wear and tear on the body and the interior of the car just to keep the hot sun, especially here in Texas, off of it.
And try not to park under. I know we want to park under a tree for shade, but when you come out and the bird has...
Yeah,
done its business, you have to go straight to the car wash.
I feel like that's a myth. Like if you get a bird on your car, it'll bite right into the paint
in some cases.
It is not
really?
A myth.
Yep.
Because I've had it before.
And yep. Well, you're just not looking closely, but it does eat into the clear coat if you leave it there long.
Yep.
Okay.
So, I mean, just know that you're going to the car wash after you parked it
on really hot days, it'll eat into the paint really quickly.
It'll bake it in really fast.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the biggie. Drive better than you drive now. Don't start really quick. Don't slam on your brakes to stop. Don't change in and out of lanes really quickly. All of that causes wear on the car. And people don't think about that. You use more gasoline. You wear your tires out faster. Drive better.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the engine compartment clean. That goes without saying. Just keep it clean.
And that, you know, that makes a big difference to people when they're buying a car. If they open the hood.
Yep.
And see a clean engine versus a dusty. I mean, if you haven't had your engine washed, go open your hood and look at it versus like a brand new car or after you. It just makes a difference. It's like you're not going to sell your house if it's all dirty. You'd vacuum it and clean it before you showed it.
Right.
Well, the engine is the part that keeps the car moving forward and backward and stuff.
It's important.
Otherwise, it's just a seat with a radio.
Okay, so. There's certain things you should carry in your car, and I've got pretty well all of this, because it's just smart. First of all, flashlights, and make sure the batteries are good, or I've got a flashlight that I can squeeze the handle on, and it causes the light to light up.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little generator, works like a champ. Jumper cables, without fail. I've used a pair of jumper cables on my car one time in maybe 25 or 30 years. I've used them a couple of other times, though, when we coming home from a Maverick game or mm-hmm. being at Ranger Stadium and somebody's stuck.
Yeah.
And drag out the jumper cables, give them a quick jump. Gloves. Put some rubber gloves back with the jumper cables because you don't want to get your hands all gooey. You never know what somebody's car engine is going to look like, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just like I'm saying, it's filthy under there.
Okay. If you have the kind of spare, if you don't have a spare, make sure you have tire sealant with you.
Right.
So you can put that into a flat. A tool set's nice to have. Duct tape, it's important to have. If you have a telescoping mirror, that can be sort of nice, but that's pretty complicated. A knife, got to carry it. A rope, got to carry it. Mm. Because you never know when you're going to need those.
Starting to sound like a kidnapping.
No.
Car maintenance.
I've got one of those multi-tools. It's a pair of pliers, and it's got all kinds of knives and blades where screwdrivers and that kind of thing.
Right.
They're invaluable. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can help you out so much. So carry all that stuff. Finally, protect your headlights. I can't tell you how bad it is to be driving at night and not be able to see somebody coming down the road behind you, in front of you, because their headlights are all foggy. You can keep your headlights from getting foggy by keeping them clean. If they get foggy, you can use WD-40 works to really? Clear them up. Or to clear them up permanently, use toothpaste on a cloth, a little bit of water. You can polish those headlights again. And when you do, they will be clear again.
Okay, that's
the
good
white
to know.
Kind of toothpaste, the abrasive kind.
Yeah. So this, again, were the 15 ways to maintain your car, make it last a little longer. If you missed part of the list, you can see it at autoflex.com's leasing Facebook page. Sorry.
Okay, close
Look,
enough.
I did it, David.
You did.
We do have another brilliant fan texter. Make sure your spare tire doesn't get too old, which is true. If
yes.
you're driving a 10, 15-year-old car, you may want to make sure that that thing doesn't, you know, just split apart. Because if you put it on,
well,
and it's no good.
Yeah, here's the other thing. When you check your tires, check the air pressure in your spare.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason not to. Finally, should you keep a fire extinguisher in your car? I guess. The best advice I can tell you is if your car catches fire, take your phone and get away from it and call 911 because cars can explode. Right. They're full of gasoline in a lot of cases.
And all kinds of those other fluids we were discussing.
Yeah.
Pink ones and brown ones.
I think it's all right to carry a fire extinguisher, but I think if you depend on saving your own car from burning to the ground.
I think it would just be for any kind of an emergency. I mean, what if you saw a little fire on the side of the road?
Yeah, you could use it for that.
That's a good idea to have it, although I'd like to know if the heat of it, or have it maybe roll around in the car, is any of that an issue? Discount Tire Guy says they hate it when you use the tire sealant. Somebody else says it will ruin aluminum rims. Well, then...
Well, I don't know about the rim. It's not good for the tire, though. If you have to use a sealant, you're pretty well done with that tire because it coats the inside of the tire. I think it makes it very hard to balance.
Just to reiterate, one of the things to make your car last longer or drive better, I just got a text from my mom that said, drive better. She's backseat driving me from Arlington, and we're in Dallas. Stop listening, Mom.
I love it.
All right, we're going to commercial. We'll be right back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. I know one person did not hear that. Her name is Tammy Pickard. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. And I know she didn't hear that because she's on the other side of the studio just talking away. Me and David have headphones on, have no idea what she's saying. Larry's in the other studio. He's ready to go. Oops. Tammy's over there just prattling on.
Prattling.
If you want to prattle.
Prattling.
Feel free. 877-881-1053 is the number here, or call AutoFlex.
Any local area code, and then 234-1234. They'll be open in about 12 or 13 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you can dial 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area. If you want to listen to our podcast, by the way, one of our fan texters texted in, said, please give us an address of your podcast. It is autoflex.com, and then go to the buzz. Because we are the buzz, and if you'll look at the pull down, our podcasts are right there. Today's podcast probably will not be up until Monday morning, but it will be up on Monday morning. Also, a shout out to David and Heather Hurd, who got a Mazda CX-9 from Russell Kenny this last week at AutoFlex Leasing. David and Heather are both Tolos. We appreciate you coming to us for your car, and we appreciate you being a Tolo.
Thanks, Hurd family. We appreciate you.
Okay, so... You don't even think about this stuff. And I saw something on TV the other day. They said, don't wear your street clothes once you're home. And I thought, well, you know, I guess so. But this was New York. And these people that were on this show take cab rides and Uber rides constantly because that's how they get around. Well, most people consider a toilet seat like one of the dirtiest things on earth.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Well, that's if a whole bunch of dirty butts have been sitting on it, I guess.
Well, everybody's butt's dirty, so yeah.
Okay, so there's a company called NetQuote, and they're an insurance aggregator website, and they went in and tested rent cars, cabs, taxis, and rideshare cars to find out just how dirty they were.
They took a black light to it.
No, they took a swab in and they swabbed the seat belts, they swabbed the seats, they swabbed the door handles, they swabbed the lock switches, and they counted how many colony-forming units there were, colony-forming units, or CFUs, if you like the language there.
Germ or bacteria?
Bacteria and germs. Now, the whole thing is, there's a zillion bacteria, germs, that kind of thing out there that don't bother you. But some of them do. And what they found was the rideshare cars were the dirtiest cars that they checked.
For that kind of bacteria? I don't know.
For bacteria.
Dude, if you're willing to go to the movie theater.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think you should be afraid of a rideshare car.
Or AT&T Stadium or the ballpark.
Right.
I mean, you're sitting in public seating.
I've never seen any of those places like Lysol down the seats in between games, shows, etc.
So one of the people on the show that I was listening to said, when I go to the movies, I wear a hoodie.
Was it Jesse Hawley?
So I can put it up. No. He said, so I can put that hoodie up and I can stay un-germ affected by the seat in the movie. Because who sat there before? You don't
but
know.
But then he takes his street clothes off when he gets home.
Yes.
And does not sit on any of his own furniture. I think we're going... Well, it's just too late at my house.
I mean, I do that anyways just because I want to put on my comfies.
How many people get home from a trip where they checked a bag at the airport or took a bag at all and just put that suitcase on their bed to unpack it or pack it?
I don't do that.
I don't either. I put a sheet out over the bed before I put my suitcase on it.
But a lot of people do. Richie does that. My husband does that. So many people do that.
I don't know because it's my bed.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Blah.
And I never thought about this. There are different things that are dirty on different cars.
Well, the seatbelt makes sense.
In a rental car, the ignition switch, the handle, the lock button maybe, the steering wheel, right?
The gear shift.
Right. That's what gets dirty in a rental car. In a rideshare car, the seat itself, the seatbelt, the handle, the lock switch, the door panel next to you, that's what gets dirty in those cars. So if you want to read the whole story, basically, here it starts off, ride-hailing cars test germier than a toilet, a lot germier. So that sort of tells you what you'll find when you go to the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page and see that story. I found a story this last week about all of the rideshare cars that have open recalls on them, and I didn't even think about that. But there are a lot of rideshare cars that have open recalls on them right now that need to be fixed, and they are all pretty well safety related in one way or another. Now, some of them are airbags, and that's a big deal. But some of them are just different kinds of recalls. But they say 16% of all the rideshare cars out there have open recalls on them at this time. So
you just have to hope your driver went and took care of it.
It's a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea to find out, you know, whether or not that you got an open recall on the car you're getting in. If nothing else, take your phone, go to
safercar.gov,
put the VIN number in for the ride car share. It'll tell you.
Yeah, and if you're in the back seat of the ride, the Takata airbag shouldn't be an issue.
Right.
It seems to be for the driver and front passenger mostly.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Always keep something to break the glass in case you end up in water. Trust me, there can be times when you end up in water without seeing any warning.
Well, okay. After all this flooding recently, yes, we know this for sure, especially if it's dark.
In the door panel of my car, there is a glass breaker and a seatbelt cutter built into one, and I don't go anywhere without it. It stays in that door panel. I've never been in the water. I've never needed to cut off a seatbelt. But if you're in that position, you don't have a lot of time.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like you can call somebody and have them fix it.
I can't imagine going through that. Although we did have a long-term customer that called me because he lived in the area where he would take that park forest there where Central and 635, always floods in there. Yeah, he lost a blue Lexus that way.
Another thing you have to keep in mind is it's like an airplane. You have to take care of yourself first, break your window, and then you can reach over and try to unbuckle your mate's seat.
Just like the oxygen in the airplane.
That's what I just said. You know what?
All right.
Just like the oxygen in the airplane, you also...
Yes. I only heard the second one. I'm sorry. I was reading this fan texter.
I love you,
sorry,
Tammy.
Sorry, people.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I tried to have my wife park her car in the garage. However, she could not stop hitting the house or my trunk when backing out.
Oops.
And then I asked this person if she has the backup camera.
Yes.
And he won't get her a new car because of her horrible driving.
He said she needs a derby car with numbers painted on the doors.
Yes. But I have a family member who, we got them the new car with the backup camera, but she still managed to bump into her fence.
Mm.
I'm not used to it yet. I'm like, you're not looking at it.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, we have the smartest texters in the world and the smartest listeners. Don't check your tire pressure cold. Tires will increase about 5 PSI when they warm up.
Ah.
So you check them warm always. That's a really, really good point.
Oh, so drive to work and then, or drive home and then do it.
Okay. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, would you happen to know the number of texting tickets given out by the state of Texas every day? Everyone's driving with their head down, oblivious to their surroundings. Okay, so here's the deal. 9 people a day die from distracted driving in the United States. That's the statistic I'm familiar with. 9 people a day die from distracted driving. Don't text and drive. It's pretty easy. You got a do not disturb on your phone. Keep it on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that worldwide or just in the USA?
No, that's just in the USA.
Okay.
Okay. One final story, and I thought this was just hilarious. There's a guy in Seattle named Dan Smith, and he has a duplex. he owns.
And he has a lot of free time.
And somebody parked a rideshare vehicle, a car to go, in his driveway without his permission, and it's not their driveway to park in. And so what does Dan do? He built a fence around it. And he's got do not trespass signs all around the car, and he won't give it back. And the rideshare company says, hey, look, we've had a policy for a long time that requires customers who park in unapproved areas, they've got to take care of it. And Dan goes, I don't care who takes care of it. Just pay me my money, $65 a day in storage, $300 for the fence, and $500 just for harassment fee.
Who's
pay me
harassing
my money and
who?
You can come get the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny.
How long was it parked there, Dan?
Well, it's been parked there for about a week now because nobody can touch it.
But how long did it take him to get annoyed, I wonder?
Not long.
Yeah, clearly not long. And it's a Mercedes. It's not like it's a bad hunk of junk sitting in your driveway. It's not blocking his way where he can get in and out.
It wasn't blocking his...
I don't think so. That's not how I read it.
I knew somebody who used to get so annoyed if anybody parked in front of his house on the street.
Well, guess what?
You don't own the street.
Right.
I don't want to look at a car right outside my house. Well, then you need to move to the country, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dan Smith. If you missed any of the stories that we talked about today, you can still find them on AutoFlex's Facebook page. You can also follow... Oh, I just said that. Follow along with all the stories. You can also call them. Yeah.
That's what I do.
I just pulled a Tammy.
You did.
You can also call them in 5 minutes at any local area code 234-1234. We are going to be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Coming up next, it's the Fan Jam. And thank you to Larry for everything. We appreciate all the Tolos listening. And we will see you next week for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.